Joining us now in studio is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet. Good to be here again.
We had you on just a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about, hey, watch out for ice. Don't be sliding around in the snow. And now we have burning restrictions on.
Yeah.
Boy, what a difference a few weeks makes.
Oh, boy.
The weather's really turned. It's springtime.
Yeah. It's crazy. We've got ice going off the lakes, and you know the roads are a bit sandy now, and I see, you know, public works are busy everywhere trying to clean those up. So, and yeah, I had to put a burning restrictions on last weekend, and I think we had 7 fires throughout the county that either rekindled from Saturday when there wasn't a burning ban on to people burning when they shouldn't have been, and you know, pretty unfortunate outcome for one person in the county where they lost a couple tractors and a couple vehicles. It's pretty dry out there. We got a nice rain yesterday morning, so I was able to take the burning restrictions off. But I always want to tell people to be cautious when you're burning. Be cognizant of the weather, the wind especially. And, you know, things might be greening up, but if you get anything that's dry and dead, it just doesn't take long to take off.
Yeah, the burning restrictions have been lifted, but they're still, I mean, rules.
Yes.
I don't know if they're restrictions, but you have to get a permit.
You have to get a permit if you're going to be doing anything other than grilling or a recreational fire, which is your 3x3 diameter. But, yeah, so get your permits, go through your fire department or your township or, you know, it's pretty easy, and then make sure you activate them at the time of the call. And then that way dispatch sees that if we get a call, hey, there is a burning permit in this area, you know, but we just want to make sure people are safe.
You mentioned before we went on the air, you wanted to talk about mail tampering.
Yeah.
Mail tampering. This is the U.S. mail, I'm presuming.
Correct.
M-A-I-L. Is that mainly in the rural areas, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, so we had 4 different areas. We had Lonsdale, Montgomery area, Shieldsville, and then Webster Township as well, where somebody was going through mailboxes and opening up mail and looking for, I'm guessing, checks or credit cards. You know, there's a lot of things going out through the mail now. So, and what we found a lot of times, it hasn't happened this time yet, but what's happened, if they find a check, then they'll just forge the check, change the name, change the amount, different things. And so, just one recommendation we've asked is that if you see somebody other than your neighbor or the postal service going in a mailbox, make sure you call law enforcement and report it. Get a plate number, get a description. We don't ask that you try to confront them or anything. But and then if you're going to be, if you still do your mail, mail your bills, drop them off at the post office in the big blue box. You know, it's a little more secure than leaving them. You know, it's kind of it's sad that we have to be this way in our society, but, you know, I don't even put mail in my own mailbox and throw the flag up. It's like, hey, it's an alert to everybody on the criminal side saying, hey, there's some mail in here. And a lot of times it's bills that you're mailing out. So, so use the postal service, the big blue boxes, and somewhere secure, or a drop box if you do your utility bills, those kind of things. So,
you know, spring, we mentioned, is of course here, and that's going to bring with it a lot of changes, a lot of different seasonal things. Farm, you know, you're going to notice farmers like it today really getting out there a lot. This week they have been with the weather that we've had, and boy, be careful with those.
Yeah, if you tangle with farm equipment, usually the farm equipment wins. They're a lot bigger than our cars and our motorcycles and bikes, so be cautious around them. And, you know, one other thing that we get from time to time is if they come out of the field, and, yeah, especially after yesterday's rain, brings a little bit of mud out onto the road, so we ask the farmers to be cautious of that and try to clean up after themselves, because if you hit a big piece of mud or dirt on the roadway, it can cause you to, you know, lose control. So and we ask the farmers to make sure that they have their slow moving vehicle placards on there and their flashing lights on and those kind of things. But again, just like whether it's construction equipment or farm equipment, be cautious when you're around them. Slow down, pass them at a reasonable speed. A lot of times we have crashes with farm equipment when people try to pass a tractor or something when they're making a turn into their property, into a field drive. So be cautious. Go slow around them. Don't, you know, punch it and try to fly by them, because obviously it'll do more damage that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's not just some farm equipment. We're starting to see road construction. Yeah. You know, just yesterday I went down Division Street, and all of a sudden, oh, you can't get down Division Street anymore. After listening to Terry all week long talk about it, I want to get down there and check it out. It's like, well, where do I... how do I get out of this now?
Yeah. It's it was a surprise to me when I came up for a haircut the other day, and then all of a sudden I got to Division. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to park here and walk up a few blocks. So poor people at the gym there, too. You know, they're making do, but, yeah, it's part of Minnesota. We can't do the construction 24/7 and 365, so the summer months is a construction time. 246 and County 1 and Highway 3, that area, big project there this summer. So we ask people not to go if it says road closed, local traffic only. That doesn't mean you can try to cut through. We get people damaging the things, and you can be cited for going through where it's marked off as road closed. So be cautious of that.
All right. Once again, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us this Thursday morning. The legislature is in session right now. We've got a couple of more weeks. We're really starting to see a lot more bills coming out of it as of late. But things that involve law enforcement, I know gun safety, banning guns, whatever, that has been a big conversation up there this year. Are there some things that you're watching that concerns law enforcement?
Well, first and foremost is the mental health bills. We're trying to get more resources for our mentally ill and people with mental health issues, especially for law enforcement and hospitals. Right now, it's a system that's very difficult to navigate, and it is very taxing on so many people. And the bottom line is we need to get more resources for the people. We need secure places to take people where they can get the help they need. We need secondary places where they can, you know, maybe just go and meet with somebody on a daily basis or a weekly basis. There's so many things, but, you know, right now when we have to take somebody to a, say, Northfield Hospital, and then they sit there until they find a bed, and a lot of times that bed's up in Fargo or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and now they have to be transported there, and then somebody has to go back and pick them up and bring them back to make sure that they're safe to be released again. And usually that falls on law enforcement through the sheriff's office. So we're working with them. We're hoping that something will get done here. I haven't seen a whole lot. I know there's a couple bills out there on gun safety. I know that there was a law passed yesterday that said now if you get a DWI in your snowmobile or your ATV, that will affect your driving record in your motor vehicle. Before, it was like if you get a snowmobiling driving while intoxicated, you lost your privileges for that only. Now it's going to be across the board. You can't drive any motorized vehicle if you get a DWI in a watercraft, in a ATV, in a motor vehicle, whatever it may be. So that was one change that I think we'll be seeing in the very near future. And then the only other thing is, you know, kind of a sad day today because 22 years ago today, John Liebenstein was killed. So we remember John.
Yeah, that was a very, very difficult day. Were you on the force at that time?
I was, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John and I started very close together there. And, I was out there at the scene as he was being loaded into the ambulance. So.
Oh, boy, what a... Yeah, what a tragedy. What a tragedy.
Yeah.
All right. Sheriff, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we're here?
No, just it's spring, so be careful. And if you get out there on your motorcycles, be cautious, you know, of the debris on the roads and things like that. And drive carefully again. We don't want any more serious injury crashes and fatalities out there. Buckle up. All those good things. If you're biking on your pedal bike, wear your helmet as well. So, safety first.
All right. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, and we will invite you back again soon.
Great.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn.